You just have a minute just to call in and show your support for Paul Roland's Wednesday Talk Radio, 877-500-5266, or go online to kboo.fm/give and become a member of KBOO today. Again, that's 877-500-5266. I'm going to do it one more time before we go to Radio Activist, 877-500-5266. Become a member of KBOO today.
Good morning. You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 8:59. Coming up next is Radio Activist. But first, this from KBOO.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bar Carlo, located at 6433 Southeast Foster Road, open Wednesday to Monday and proudly serving Portland since 2007. Bar Carlo is a local neighborhood cafe featuring from-scratch cooking made with fresh ingredients. Lunch was provided by Hoda's Middle Eastern, located in Sunnyside at 3401 Southeast Belmont Street. Hoda's serves traditional Lebanese cuisine daily from lunch to dinner. Dinner was provided by Bocce's on 7th, located at 1728 Southeast 7th Avenue. Open Wednesday through Sunday from 4 to 9, Bocce's serves a full Italian menu. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Eco Film Festival. From Thursday, September 26th through Sunday, September 28th at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. The Portland Eco Film Festival showcases films about nature, the environment, outdoor pursuits, and eco-conscious living. This four-day festival features films such as The Man of the Trees, Our Trails 2, Damned to Extinction, Hike the Divide, a conversation about climate action on the Continental Divide Trail, and many, many more. Again, that's the Portland Eco Film Festival, Thursday, September 26th through Sunday, September 28th at the Hollywood Theater, 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. Individual screening times and other information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning again. Thanks for tuning in to KBOO Community Radio. Up next is Radio Activist. Stay tuned. It'll be a good show.
Mississippi Goddamn is our last tune. We had some requests for it.
Dixon, I am on the air live in the KBOO studio. I want to give you the number to call in because you're really going to want to call in with your questions. Very interesting guest we have here today. The number is 503-231-8187, and I'm on the air with Effie Baum, who's done some amazing things in Portland in the last few months with organizing. So I want you all to give a great digital hello to Effie. Good morning, Effie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. So I said that you've done some amazing things in organizing, and I didn't mention who you're organizing with, but you've primarily been organizing with Pop Mob. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So before we get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself personally?
Okay. So I've been doing activism work for over 20 years, probably closer to 25 years, and I've been in Portland for 16 of those. I have a background in, interestingly, radio, and then art, and then now I work in healthcare, so I've had a pretty varied life, lots of walked in lots of different places and a lot of different experiences, which I think is one of the things that helps me to do some of the work that I do in terms of communicating with people from a lot of different backgrounds. And so I originally got involved in this work as a young person through punk music and getting involved in like a political music scene, and never stopped. So
Oh, that sounds very interesting and very diverse as well. So what we're here to talk about today, and again, that number to call in is 503-231-8187. When we get into these conversation, you can call and ask Effie some questions. We're here to talk about the amazing work that you're doing with the Pop Mob mobilization. And I would have to say that this last summer, before last summer, most of us had never heard of Pop Mob. So now we pretty much all know who Pop Mob is, if you've been watching the news, but some of us don't. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about, you know, what is Pop Mob?
Sure. Pop Mob is short for Popular Mobilization, and we originally formed a little over a year ago now. We formed in the summer of 2018 following the June 30th rally in downtown Portland that had a huge contingent of Proud Boys and ended up being really violent with some of the left-wing demonstrators ending up even hospitalized with a skull fracture. And we saw that, and a group of concerned Portlanders kind of came together, and we had seen in Boston after Unite the Right, white supremacists had tried to organize a rally there, and 40,000 Bostonians had showed up in opposition, and what we wanted to do was try to replicate that here in Portland. So a group of us got together that were from a lot of different walks of life, a lot of different organizing, and decided we wanted to try and build that kind of momentum and movement to oppose the alt-right and the far-right here in Portland. Our first real big event was actually August 4th that year, which was Joey Gibson's Senate campaign rally, although we could talk about why he was rallying in a state he wasn't even running in. But
true.
It's always just a front to come and instigate violence in our city, and so they had their big event on the waterfront, and that was the first event that we organized. We organized a couple events since then before our June 29th event, which is the one this summer that kind of put us on the radar a little bit more than we had been prior.
Okay, so just a little over a year old, and it was founded especially to push back against some of the incidents in June. Now, I think I might have been at that one. Was that the one where the police kettled all the people
that
and then sprayed the the tear gas, or what was it they called it?
The pepper balls and the pepper spray. That was actually the year before, although it's hard to keep them all straight. And they did do it at that June 30th one as well. They do it at every event most of the time. So but yes, the June 4th of 2017 event was the big Patriot Prayer rally that was the one immediately following the Jeremy Christian murders, and that was a huge showing of Portlanders at that event. It was organized by a different coalition of organizations, but in the year following that, we saw the opposition that was showing up to these actions getting smaller and smaller, until that year later on June 30th when we were outnumbered and people got seriously hurt, which is when we decided we needed that kind of momentum and large crowd again. And so we started Pop Mob.
Wonderful, wonderful. So when you started it, did you know that you were going to grow as quickly? It seems like you've grown as really quickly. People have been really interested in the work that you're doing and participating. Did you know you were going to grow as quickly, or did you think you'd be five people and you not know it was going to resonate?
I don't think any of us could have possibly anticipated what has happened over the last few months.
Okay.
So, no.
Yeah, I think a lot of us might have been a little surprised about the last few events. So, why don't we talk about why Pop Mob is maybe a little different than other organizations? There's so many organizations in Portland, nonprofits and just affinity groups that organize against Joey Gibson, Patriot Prayer, and you know, Nazis in general, and white supremacists. I don't like the word alt-right. I think we should just call them what they are, white supremacists and Nazis. So what makes Pop Mob different?
So one of the things that I noticed on that June 4th, 2017 rally that you mentioned, and one of the things that a lot of people remember from that day when we talk about people that do this kind of work on the left, is that you mentioned nonprofits. There is kind of this good protester, bad protester rhetoric that gets played out in the media a lot, and that a lot of like folks that are like more liberal and moderate kind of have, where folks see different tactics as better than others. There's obviously people have a lot of different feelings about what tactics they think are most effective. And what ends up happening is that it creates divisions on a side that really are all fighting against the same, like, hate. And so we wanted to create a giant umbrella that encompasses all of the aspects of the left, because we should all be working together to oppose this, because only by standing all together as a united community can we really stamp out this kind of hate. And so one of the big principles that we organize under is the St. Paul principles, most specifically one that is about respecting a diversity of tactics, which is essentially that we may not all agree on how we do this work, but we are all going to create space for everybody to engage in the way that they are going to engage, so that we are all working towards the same end goal. And that means not throwing our comrades under the bus to the media and talking publicly about disputes, keeping everything internal, and really just focusing on relationship building and coalition building has been a big focus of Pop Mob's work, because we want to have everybody on the same team. And only through communicating and organizing together can we build that kind of momentum and movement.
Perfect. I think that's an excellent description. And I want to stop just momentarily and let you all know that it is our fall membership drive, and we are putting our mic to the people. So I want to go to our membership appeal. I think Membership Central, who's back there today? Is that Jenna?
Yeah, it's Jenna here at Membership Central. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266, or people can go onto our website to become a member, to kboo.fm, or if you're listening through that mobile app, just go ahead, click on that donate button. It only takes 2 minutes to sign up to become a member. Show your support for programs like the Radio Activists this morning, 877-500-5266. And you know what I appreciate about the show this morning? It matches our theme, Mic to the People. Rochelle Dixon, our host this morning, she said, you know what? I'm going to put the mic into the people's hands and tell us what they're doing and what we can do to support their work. We'll support Rochelle's work. 877-500-5266. Rochelle, you there?
I am. And Jenna, I must say, I really appreciate KBOO giving me a place to do this kind of work. I mean, this city is just exploding with energy, but we've got to have the right kind of energy. And so having folks be able to listen to KBOO and find out how they can participate, how they can get involved, about people like Effie, about Pop Mob mobilization, where else are they going to get this information straight without all the filters that sometimes come in with other news? And it's just not very accurate. So, I mean, I'm going straight to Effie herself, and she is speaking on behalf of Pop Mob. She's telling you the true story. Where else can you get this but KBOO? So please do call in. Please do support. I'd really appreciate it. It allows us to continue this wonderful programming, and it allows me to continue to be on this platform. So thank you so much, folks, for calling in. If you haven't called in yet, please do.
That's right. Just give us a call, 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. And I'm going to give a quick little fact for radio nerds out there. And you're a radio nerd because you're listening to the radio right now. One thing that people love about community radio, there was a big survey that was done. It was like, what it makes community radio unique? Why do you listen to it? And people said, I love community radio because it brings me local voices, right? And that's the spirit of literally this show, of the Radio Activist. The Radio Activist's goal is to bring you the voices of local activists and to amplify their message and to tell you, this is what's happening in this city. There's so much going on. And not everybody gets to get that platform to say, here's what's happening. Here's are the issues that are being tackled. And the Radio Activist says, we can't let those voices just be muddled and fall into the crowd. No, we need to amplify them, and we need to let people know. We got to put that mic into the people's hands and say, this is what's happening in your community. So show your support for the Radio Activists, for the guests on Radio Activists, and for KBOO Community Radio at 877-500-5266. One more time, 877-500-5266. 5266. Now let's get back to Rochelle and her interview with Effie Baum of Pop Mob.
Yes, so we're back with Effie Baum, and we're talking about Pop Mob mobilization. I'm Rochelle Dixon, and you're listening to The Radio Activist. The number to call with your questions for Effie or your thoughts on this program, 503-231-8187, 503-231-8187. So we're just listening to Effie. Tell us about why pop mob mobilization is a little different than other organizations. And I know that the last event they held, well, I'm not sure if it was the last one, but the one that they held in August, mm-hmm. was that August?
Yeah.
Was very, very successful. And there was one previous to that in June.
It was June 29th.
June 29th.
Our milkshake event.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the June 29th event first, and then we can go to the August event. So if you don't remember the June 29th event, that was the event where Portland police broadcast about cement milkshakes. Now, I have it on good authority from someone who was there when the milkshakes were mixed that they were not cement milkshakes and that they were, in fact, very, very tasty. I did have to try and get the recipe because I couldn't remember if it was cashew milk, mm-hmm. and coconut cream, or if it was coconut milk and cashew cream. I was a little confused on that. And so I did mix it up eventually. But let's talk about June 29th in all seriousness. How did you organize that? How many individuals were involved? About how many organizations were involved? And how did this coconut cream cashew milkshake come about?
So we were organizing an event in opposition to Haley Adams having an event in Pioneer Square, and then also the Proud Boys had said that they were going to march. And because it was also the 50th anniversary of Stonewall, and the majority of the organizers within Pop Mob are queer and or trans, we decided to do a big queer dance party and kind of use fun and like a party opposition type atmosphere instead of the usual approach to these kind of counter oppositions, mm-hmm. especially because it was Pride Month, and we came up with the hashtag No Pride for Proud Boys. And so in the developing that idea, we had obviously been aware, as most people, of the milkshaking that was happening in the UK to fascist politicians. And so we came up with the idea of calling the party Milkshake and making it milkshake themed as a joke, and then decided to just take it one step further and hand out vegan milkshakes. And so we recruited a bunch of what we were calling soy boys to hand out nearly 800 vegan coconut milkshakes.
I'm so sorry I missed that one.
Trust me, I drank
it
enough
was
for
tasty.
Both of us.
It was tasty. It was a tasty event.
It was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, and it was actually incredibly successful. We had a huge amount of people that totally embraced the idea, showed up in costumes and inflatable unicorns, rainbow tutus and wigs and glitter and fishnets and all of the amazing, wonderful things that our community pulls together. And unfortunately, that day was then had a terrible kind of shadow cast over it by the behavior of the Portland police.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So before they came out with the announcements that they believed that there was concrete in the milkshakes, which, let me stop, and I have to say, I'm not sure. I've mixed concrete before.
Mm-hmm.
Have you mixed concrete before? Okay. So you know, once you mix it, it's kind of this very thick slurry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even see how that would throw very well.
No, it's heavy.
And if you could throw it very far, someone would probably just get wet, because until it dries, it's not really something you can weaponize. It's just more like throwing mashed potatoes at someone. So that took me by surprise. But what was the behavior of the Portland police like on that day?
That's one of the things that is the most absurd, considering the backtracking that they did after that event when they were immediately called out for such a ridiculous allegation. So they announced it via a tweet at around 3 o'clock in the afternoon that day, which is right in the middle of our event. That is the only announcement they make, is just via Twitter. While we were actually there on the ground, the police were nearby. They saw us handing out the milkshakes. And later they said that they had to announce it via Twitter because it was like a public health concern and that they needed to let people know. But here they are watching us do it. And they also have a long-range acoustic device making loud announcements throughout the entire day. If they had actual concern that people were drinking milkshakes laced with cement, they could have confiscated the milkshakes and they could have used that device to announce it to the people in the vicinity who would be the only ones actually affected, as opposed to tweeting it out to millions of people who then turned it into an absolute online frenzy. And so their claims of it being for safety completely lose all validity at that point. It was done in the way that the police always operate, which is to sow discord and disinformation to disrupt a thriving anti-fascist movement.
So the police watched you hand out these milkshakes.
Oh, yeah.
No one attempted to stop you or ask you the ingredients of the milkshakes?
Nope.
And then they tweeted to folks who were not on the ground,
yep,
who were not at risk of drinking those milkshakes, that there was concrete in them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So do you think that is just chaos in the police department? Do you think that's an intentional...
It's sometimes I feel like we give them too much credit, and sometimes I feel like we don't give them enough credit. So it's hard to know whether it's just gross incompetence and somebody doing something that's just completely idiotic, or whether it's actually a calculated part of a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that both happen.
Well, I tend to agree with you. There's a lot of things going on there that need to be repaired, and the Department of Justice has said that numerous times. I'm so glad that you can be on the air with us today. As I mentioned before, it is our fall membership drive. You can only get this kind of truth from KBOO. I'm so glad that you're with us today, Effie. And I think we have Membership Central, who's going to tell us a little bit more about how you can call in and make a contribution.
That's right. You can call 877-500-5266. Again, that phone number to call is 877-500-5266. Or you can go online to kboo.fm/give and you can sign up there. Or you can always go into our mobile app and click on that donate button. And, you know, I don't think we have any milkshakes that we can give as thank you gifts. But what we will do is give you our gratitude for showing your support for shows like The Radio Activist and for these interviews that you're not going to hear anywhere else. Trust me, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. And you are going to stay fascinated with these conversations, because these are the kind of conversations you want to hear. You want to hear when we put the mic into the people's hands and talk about what are the issues that actually matter to you, right? What are the issues that you literally see happening on the street when you walk out your door every single day here in Portland? And that's what you, and that is why you turn into KBOO Community Radio. So become a member today, 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. And if you're one of those people who says, "Oh, I want to know what mic to the people looks like," well, you can come down to KBOO. Just come down to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue at Burnside, and you can come see what Membership Central looks like. Have a cup of coffee with us and volunteer, maybe answer a phone. Or if you're like, "Hey, phones, love phones," I'm going to pick that up and I'm going to call 877-500-5266. And you know who else picked up the phone? Well, James. James called. Thank you so much, James, from calling from Northeast, a renewing member. Yeah. And then we got Steve, who is also renewing from Lebanon. Yeah. And I think that says Jordy, became a monthly member from Northwest. So, you know, we're missing someone calling in from South Portland. So if you're in Southeast or Southwest, represent. You don't want your area to not go represented. So join James, Steve, and Jordy in supporting KBOO by calling 877-500-5266 or going online to kboo.fm/give and becoming a member of KBOO today.
Thank you so much, Jenna. And we're going to return to the conversation that we're having with Effie Baum. And Effie Baum is an organizer with Pop Mob Mobilization. And if you want to call and ask questions, you can reach us at 503-231-8187. And my name is Rochelle Dixon. You're listening to The Radio Activist, and this is one of the only places you can get the information that you need, so to speak, straight from the horse's mouth. And so returning to Effie, we just heard about the big scandal with the milkshakes. Mm-hmm. And you returned on the scene in August. And there was a twist this time. Because the first time, I think, it was just pop mob mobilization with another couple groups, right?
Yeah. So we have actually been trying to work on... We've been working on coalition building for almost since we started. Our first event last August was also a big coalition of organizations.
So how big was the one in June? How many groups participated?
Off the top of my head, I mean, it was Rose City Antifa and DSA that I remember specifically being involved. There's other groups that I feel like had signed on at that time as well.
A few more.
Yes. And so...
But less than
what 10. We ended up doing for August 17th. And one of the things what we realized was that we
Backtrack. Tell us what you did. Toot the horn. Mm-hmm. Because it sounds like in June there was someplace between 5 and 10. Mm-hmm. And in August, there were 27 groups?
I mean, off the top of my head, that sounds like a good number. I honestly don't
know. I read it online.
But yeah, I was going to say 30. So 27 sounds like an accurate number. Yeah. And what I was going to say is that we realized that we were creating these coalitions individually for each action, and that it would be a lot more effective to make a ongoing coalition that would continue between the actions so that we could continue that relationship building piece and go from being like just a core group of organizers to taking the work and collectivizing it across a lot of organizations, because then we can get a lot more work done. We can draw out a lot more people, which is our goal from the beginning. And so, yes, for the August 17th event, which was a direct response to the milkshake event in June, we did manage to pull together, and not just us. I want to give a lot of credit to all of the organizations that were involved, because it was definitely a group effort where we all pulled together from all of our networks and all of our resources this really impressive and massive coalition that personally I'm really proud of, and we're really proud of. So,
So let's name some of them. We had DSA.
Yep.
We had NAACP.
NAACP.
That surprised me, because we don't necessarily think of the NAACP as a leftist organization or anti-fascist. But, you know, they've been anti-fascist since way back. So they've been doing this work a long time. But it still surprised me. Such an established organization joined in. Who were some of the, tell me the names of some of the other organizations that joined in.
Sure.
Let's give them a shout out.
The DSA was also involved. Jobs with Justice, Portland Assembly, Rose City Antifa, Queer Liberation Front, the Banana Block, which was actually a project of the Unprecedented Brass Band.
I love the Banana Block.
It was amazing.
If you didn't see the Banana Block, I want to let you know it's a brass band that was dressed in banana costumes. I want to point that out, because the next thing I want to talk to you about is why this event did not get the kind of harmful media attention that some of the other ones had. So what were some of a couple of the other group names?
Sure. The day started with the Buddhist Peace Fellowship leading a meditation, which was followed by an interfaith Shabbat service led by one of our local rabbis. There was also one of the other organizations involved was the Interfaith Clergy Resistance. And so one of the things that we were really trying to do is bring together what we talk about, bringing together a broad-based coalition. Mm-hmm. So we had faith groups, we had labor groups, we had nonprofit organizations, we had more militant community defense organizations. So it really did span that spectrum of the left, which has been a big part of our goal all along.
Were there any animal rights activist groups there?
Okay. Actually, the
I wanted to mention March. That because a lot of times folks are saying, well, those vegans, they just care about the puppies and they don't care about people. And sometimes that is actually the case. When I run into those vegans, I school them and hopefully change them. But there are a lot of vegans out there who are ethical vegans, who are concerned about the climate, who are concerned about their fellow human beings. So I wanted to also give a shout out to them, because sometimes we don't think of veganism as fitting into a social justice model. But I wanted to mention that as well. So it sounds like there are a lot of folks there. What happened this time?
Well,
in August.
Yeah, so we had created this idea of the spectacle, because our goal for that action and kind of one of the, it was a two-part goal, but with the same tactic. So we created this spectacle where we encouraged people to build affinity groups and encouraged organizations to sign on, such as the Animal Rights March was one of the ones that signed on after we'd announced the event, where we wanted people to, like, bring the spectacle, bring noisemakers, come up with a theme, wear costumes, make things completely absurd, with the goal of both creating a whimsical and fun environment where everybody could engage at the level that they were most comfortable, because part of our goal is getting as many people to show up as possible, and not everybody wants to show up and do the same kind of frontline work that organizations sure. like mm-hmm. Rose City Antifa does. And while they are, like, really important allies and we need them there in order to do the work that we do, we also wanted to create an environment where people could come and stand behind them. And so we also, the other part of that is that we know that these far right neo-Nazi white supremacist misogynist groups do a lot of their organizing online, and they do that through creating these videos of toxic masculinity and violence, and we wanted to make it practically impossible for them to make their videos by photobombing them essentially with loud noise and or people in banana costumes or mm-hmm. poop emoji costumes, by basically being as ridiculous as possible to show how ridiculous they are.
Perfect. I thank you for giving us that explanation. That was my exact thought about why it worked. And I'm going to ask you a couple questions about that. But before we move on, I want to give an opportunity for folks to call in. It's quick and easy to donate to KBOO. Jenna in Membership Central is going to talk to us a little bit more about the different ways you can donate to KBOO.
So many different ways, but the easiest way is to call 877-500-5266. Again, let's get out those phones together. 877-500-5266. And of course, the other way is to go onto our website, kboo.fm/give, and you can sign up there, or you can always go through the mobile app, or you can come in and see what Super Live Radio looks like right now. Rochelle is sitting in there in the studio. You can come to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, peek your head and go, what does it look like when Rochelle is you know, putting the mic into people's hands and amplifying voices and bringing conversations that you don't have anywhere else? Oh, that's what it looks like. It looks fascinating. So come on down, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, share a cup of coffee, or if you're like, come on, I'm at work, 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. Or maybe you are at work, and don't call, because then maybe you'll get in trouble. You can go stealth. Go to kboo.fm/give. And if you can come in, let's say you can come in at that $5 a month level, we will thank you with a KBOO beanie, which is always great to wear to any action that is out there. Get it on those videos while you wear your banana costume. And show your support for the radio activists. Show your support for the type of programming that, you know, you're not going to hear other places. You're not going to hear from the activists who stand on the street and are fighting fascism, are fighting white supremacy, are fighting the toxic masculinity that is trying to be the dominant voice. No, we say, hey, here, people, take the mic, and we want you to be the dominant voice. Show your support for what you know is the type of people that you want to be building your community. 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266, or for the stealth, kboo.fm/give. Hey, Rochelle, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So you are a community radio host.
Yes.
I want to know, why is it that you support community radio?
Oh, my goodness. With KBOO, I hear stories that I would not hear anywhere else. Mainstream media doesn't cover much of what's important to my communities. I say communities because I'm part of lots of communities. And I don't hear very much about animal rights. I don't hear very much about African American rights. I don't hear very much coming from mainstream media that is not about, you know, making money. And this is about participating in your community. This is about showing up. And KBOO gives me a chance to show up, and it gives others a chance to show up and have a voice. Like you said, we're putting the mic to the people. And so I appreciate being a part of the KBOO community. And I know that a lot of the guests that I have in, they appreciate being able to have a voice as well. And I think we have someone on the line that wants to say a few words. So we're going to cut to the person on the line. We'll come back to Membership Central in a little bit. Ann, caller, you're on the line with us.
Hi, my name's Christina, and I have a question for Effie.
Go right ahead.
A lot of the time, people in these groups who are marching and they come to Portland, they talk about how they aren't racist. You know, we call them white supremacists, but then they say, we have people of color within our ranks. We can't be white supremacists. So I was wondering if Effie could maybe speak to that, sort of what's going on there and why it's so confusing.
Sure. So there's a role for tokenism. There's a lot of reasons that they have both folks of color, queer people, trans people, joining their ranks. One of them would be that it's very validating when they have folks that they can tokenize, that then they can put in front of cameras and use to try to defend the hate that they actually are using as a recruitment tactic, because it both says that, oh, look, these people agree with me, therefore we aren't racist, we aren't homophobic, we aren't transphobic, and look, here's this person that actually agrees with us. But the thing is that bigotry can come in any form, and no group is monolithic, and nobody can speak for an entire group. So while you may be a member of one marginalized group, it doesn't mean that you don't have hate and bigotry towards other marginalized groups. So you may be a person of color that joins the Proud Boys because you hate women and you hate queer and trans people. And so they have this kind of also way of recruiting men using a lot of toxic masculinity, which includes recruiting men of color and recruiting gay men like Milo Yiannopoulos. And so it's one of those things where they are a lot of white supremacists. They associate with white supremacists. They use a lot of dog whistles, a lot of like coded language and rebranding to try to kind of obscure what the actual like ideologies and beliefs of a lot of their members are. But when you look at the actual actions of these people, you look at the people that they associate with, you look at who they're spending their time with, who's continually coming to their events, it paints a pretty clear picture of the groups that they associate with and the ideologies that they actually hold.
Thank you. That really helped.
Okay, great. So we've been talking with Effie Baum of the Pop Mob Mobilization about the actions specifically in August. If you want to call in and ask your questions, it's 503-231-8187. And I want to draw a little line there and say that there was a huge difference between June and August. So in June, there was the attempt to have a kind of a lighthearted, more aimed at the pride crowd, and the police, the press wasn't good, right? So they did a lot of good, but the police tried to undermine it. And in August, there were like 27 groups that signed on. We talked a little bit about DSA, some of the animal rights groups, NAACP, and the Dancing Bananas, our musical bananas, the brass band, Unprecedented, that had just the banana parts. And that, it was a spectacle. It was called the spectacle. It was a spectacle. I saw the dancing that was going on, and there was just no way to spend a bunch of queer gay people dancing in very bright, colorful costumes as violence. Mm-hmm. Dancing, the band in the bananas, hard to spin it mm-hmm. as being violent. And it's a shame that you had to go through that extent. I did enjoy it. I've watched the videos on Facebook over and over and over again of the dancing and yes. of the band. But it was really hard to spin that because you didn't see weapons. You saw all sorts of ages. You saw African-American people. You saw Asian people. You saw older people. Mm-hmm. You saw younger people. Really hard to take that carnival-like environment and put that on the news as, look at all these violent people spin dancing on the ground in banana costumes. Do you think?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to do a shout out to both the House of Ada and the House of Flora, the two groups that came and did that amazing dance and ball performance. Mm-hmm. That was actually one of the absolute highlights of that day.
Uh-huh.
But to the point of the media, the thing is that a lot of our events actually are not unlike that, but the media chooses to focus on what is going to get the most clicks. If it bleeds, it leads kind of reporting, and they also True. Have absolutely no integrity. And at the risk of sounding like a certain person that talks about fake news all of the time, it's following the Milkshake Gate event, we saw major news outlets, CNN, ABC, NBC, not just Fox, although they did it too, printing as fact that there was cement milkshakes, and there was no attempt to fact check that. They just ran with it, and it's because whatever is the most sensational is what's going to sell. And so they focus on the violence at these events when it is usually a very, very small fraction of an otherwise largely successful event. Mm-hmm. And the thing that's also really frustrating about that is they draw this false equivalency about the violence. They use it as a way to spin this good protest or bad protest rhetoric, or to like build this idea that there's, you know, violence on both sides, that both sides are at fault, which is absolutely patently false. There's a big difference between the violence of organized hate groups and the self-defense and community defense of the groups that oppose them. And so what is really frustrating about the media is the way that they choose to focus on these negative aspects mm-hmm. instead of focusing on the really amazing things that are happening, the community building that's happening, the broad coalition building, the diversity of the folks that are showing up to these events. Mm-hmm. And we saw this again with the climate march, right? We had this amazing event of all of these incredible kids that are leading this amazing movement. And it is so inspiring. I keep saying Gen Z is going to save us all, or hopefully if it's not too late. And yet so much of this was again overshadowed by police overuse of force, specifically against two Black teenagers. And so again, there was this event perpetrated by the police, which are oftentimes the ones escalating the violence at these events, if mm-hmm. I'm being really honest, and completely taking the shine away from something that would otherwise be a really successful event.
Yeah. And I was just thrilled at the way that you denied folks that would harm the August event the opportunity to harm the event mm-hmm. by doing that broad coalition building. And one of the things that I see in nonprofit organizing and organizing anywhere is that a coalition isn't built. And so the potential pitfalls aren't known before the event happens. And so by you getting this broad base, I think you probably had a pretty good idea of what would happen, at least with that side of things. You can't predict what the Proud Boys are going to do. You can't predict what the police is going to do. But you certainly denied them the photo opportunities mm-hmm. and the photo opportunities of showing violence, of showing the Black bloc. This was colorful. This was like yellow. I mean, that's what I see. I see yellow, I see pink, I see all these different colors, not the Black bloc tactic that is generally shown with males and sometimes masked individuals. I didn't hear anyone complaining that you couldn't see the body of the folks in the bananas, right? Mm. So we know that people have a right to dress however they want to dress and to cover their bodies. But when folks are getting sprayed with, I think they're calling it pepper spray. Seems to me it's very akin to tear gas. But when folks are getting sprayed with things like that, I think they have a right to protect themselves.
Absolutely.
Frankly, I don't even want to go downtown because of the drama with that. But now I want to let you know that we are having our fall membership drive. This is a great time to call in. It's very quick and easy to donate to KBOO. We have Jenna in Membership Central. Jenna, can you tell us a little bit more about how folks can donate online or by calling?
They can go online to kboo.fm/give, and you just click on that button right there and you just fill out that form. It only takes a minute. Or if you're like, you know, I want that human factor, they can also call 877-500-5266. We have volunteers back here in this room ready to take your call. 877-500-5266. It only takes 2 minutes on the phone to become a member of KBOO today. And if you can come in, let's say you can come in on that $25 a month level. I know that when I have been downtown and I've been to protests, I wear my KBOO hoodie. To me, that's like a sign of, here's where I sit in this discussion on the street. I belong to KBOO. Do that. If you can come in at $25 a month, that's $300 a year. We know that's not everybody's place right now where maybe you can give, but if you can give at that level, might as well get the hoodie. Show your support for the radio activists and KBOO Community Radio. 877-500-5266. Again, that phone number is 877-500-5266. You know, to me, this show, Radio Activists, has such an important focus of what we need to be talking about constantly as we are going, especially into the 2020 elections, is to talk about the people who are at the center of organizing, who are at the center of leading these discussions and resisting the type of white supremacy that we see increasingly creeping up in this country. Or I don't know if it's increasing. I want to say it's just showing its face a lot more revealed these days. So reveal your politics, reveal your support by giving us a call, 877-500-5266. You know, sometimes people say, oh, I feel so unempowered. Oh, I don't know what to do. It just feels like everything is so chaotic right now. Well, you know, what organizers and what I've heard organizers on the radio activists remind people is that in order to feel empowered, you need to join a group. You need to be part of a community. You need to join people who know how to organize and who can help bring this message in a collective way, right? Well, that's what KBOO does. We are resisting together. Join our community. Show your support. 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. Or you can go online to kboo.fm. Or if you're a smartphone user and you're like, excuse me, I'm so busy with my milkshake on this corner because this place is, you know, it needs it. You can definitely do that on your mobile app because we know you're busy. We know you got things to confront. We know that you have white supremacy to resist. You're a busy person. But you know what? You also know how to support communities. And if you can give a little bit, give us a call, 877-500-5266, or just swipe over on that mobile app and click on the donate button. Hey, Rochelle, one more time, I got a question for you before we go back to your show.
Uh-huh.
So in interviewing activists, what are the best pieces of advice you feel like you've heard here on the Radio Activist when you're putting the mic into the people's hands?
Ooh, I think I've heard a lot of great advice. I think the best advice, and it's not necessarily unique to any one person I've interviewed, but it's how to get involved. And that's what we bring you on the Radio Activist, how to show up, because there's a big difference between liking something on Facebook and finding a way to participate. There are all different levels of participation. After my pepper spraying incident downtown in 2017, trying to snap pictures for a friend in New York, I decided that being on the street wasn't for me. So when I come in here, I ask folks, you know, how do 5-year-olds participate? What if you're 50? What if you're 65? What if you're disabled? How can you participate? And I always get answers. You can contribute money. You can contribute time. You can talk about it with your friends. There's so many ways to participate. It's not just all happening down on the street. There are people who need to support those people as well. Mm-hmm. There are people who bail people out of jail. And so there are just so many ways to participate that I think everyone can find their space. And that's why I'm glad to do this program, because I can help people find their place. And so that's what really excites me about the Radio Activist.
And it's so true that you're saying there's so many different ways to show your support. Sometimes it's about going out on the street. Sometimes it's about literally listening and learning and amplifying voices when you do hear them, right? And that's what you're doing when you're listening to KBOO and you're listening to the Radio Activist. You are actively listening. You are an invested listener, because you're not just listening from, and you're letting it go in the background. You're listening because you say, I want to hear what these people have to say, because it's important what they have to say. And listening to them is literally an act of resistance, and it's an act of democracy, right? So show how your support, this is a one small way that you can show your support for people like Rochelle, for shows like the Radio Activist, and for all the different activists that are brought on to the Radio Activist. 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. Don't forget that it's your support that brings the airwaves to the community. So if you want to keep hearing all these different activists, especially as we go into 2020, talking about what you can do, how you can resist, how you can bring democracy more back to your community, then show your support by keeping KBOO up. 877-500-5266. One more time, that's 877-500-5266, or go online to kboo.fm and become a member of KBOO right now.
Perfect. So I'm Rochelle Dixon. I'm with Radio Activists, and we're back on the air with Effie Baum. If you want to call in and ask Effie a question or give me your thoughts, it's 503-231-8187. And so we've come to that place in the show where it's like you've heard all these wonderful things about pop mob mobilization, and maybe you want to participate. I'd love to hear some of the different ways that and the different levels that folks can participate on, and how they can find you.
Sure. So I really liked what you all were saying about the ways that people can get involved, because, yes, not everybody can show up in the street. And I think one of the things that I talk about a lot is the fact that, like, 99% of anti-fascist action happens outside of the street. That is a very small portion of the work that we do. Although one thing that I forgot to mention, we talked about the spectacle, was we do want ways that people who cannot show up, whether it's because they don't live here, or as you mentioned, they're disabled, or they don't feel safe because of other reasons, that they can be involved. And so we did a kind of pledge-a-thon where folks could pledge money for every fascist that showed up that day.
Oh, yeah.
We had pledges from as little as 2 cents up to as much as $5 per fascist. And when 300 people showed up, we ended up raising $36,000 for CAUSA, a local Latino rights, immigrant rights
awesome.
Group. And so that was organized by Pacific Northwest Against Hate, and they came to us and said they wanted to do it, and then we kind of coordinated the whole thing. And so it was a way that people all over the world could get involved. We had people that were pledging from other countries even, and all across our country.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a way that folks who couldn't show up could get involved. So that's just another way that is a good way to then take what they're doing and make it benefit the groups that they are standing against. So
exactly.
It's also a little bit of a, you know, middle finger back at him as well. So the how to find us, we are at PopMobPDX everywhere. So on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Gmail, that is our kind of handle. And it's also popmobpdx.com is our website.
Okay.
We have a we have a contact us form on that website that you can use. We also are currently, like, we have what we call our skeleton crew, which is kind of like our action response team. There's a core group of us that do the organizing of the group, and then when we have these big events, we need a lot more hands on deck. So we have our all hands crew that we then reach out to as the event is getting closer, that we recruit to fill in the roles day of. And so if folks are interested in doing that, they can email us or contact us through one of our social medias.
Okay. And can they do that, like, now? Can they sign up now so that when that event comes, because sometimes we don't get that much notice, right?
Oh, yeah.
So then that way you can email them or reach out to them and say, hey, we have this role that you could play or this thing that you could do. Tell me about some of the roles that are available.
Well, before we get to that, one other thing I want to say is also not just individuals, but organizations. If there are organizations, if you are part of an organization that wants to get involved in our coalition, we have continued to have coalition meetings since before the 17th. Those coalition meetings have actually continued beyond that event, and we are continuing to do work and talking about other things the coalition can do in between these actions, because like you mentioned, we don't always know when these things are going to happen. It's a lot of chaos organizing. So if you're part of an organization that wants to get involved and join the coalition, you can also contact us through those avenues. And then some of the roles day of, I mean, it really varies depending on the event. When we had our milkshake event, we needed people to serve milkshakes. And this last event, we had people, one of the things that I really loved that we did that we didn't, that didn't get as much attention was we had our press protection crew, which was a direct response to the grifter and provocateur Andy Ngo's incredibly dramatized event at the milkshake that he's now used to benefit financially. And so because they are so fragile, we had an entire crew of people with bubble wrap and caution tape to surround them and protect them in case anything else were to happen.
I see. So to make sure that you all precautions were taken.
Absolutely.
And that no one would be hurt.
Yes.
I really love that. I didn't have images of that, but I appreciate you doing that. One of the things that these individuals do that come to town is they try to incite violence against themselves. Now that sounds kind of crazy. But when you realize the amount of money that happens from these lawsuits where either the police are sued for not protecting the person or the organization is sued for harming the person, you realize the damage that's been done. I stopped looking at what Andy Ngo had raised when it was someplace around $260,000. Mm-hmm. I don't have any idea what it is now. Do you know what
it
was?
I feel like it's probably closer to $500,000 at this point. And the thing is that he's not the only, they're all grifters. I mean, Joey Gibson uses all of this as a way to raise money. There's a lot of these, groups that put up these GoFundMes or their PayPals and use all of this as a way to fund their own hate and their own activities. It's really unfortunate that people don't realize that they're being had. Although there was a big split between some of those groups that was so much fun to watch online, where some of them did call out Joey for basically using everyone for money. So that was actually really satisfying.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that one of the things that I wanted to mention, and I do want to go back to, is when you talked about the Black Bloc and the people showing up and the violence. And so I think it's really important that we talk about, yes, we have people showing up in costumes, and it is really interesting that nobody seemed to care if they're in a uniform of, like, a unicorn costume or a banana costume. Nobody says, like, oh, they're covering their face. They focus mm-hmm. specifically on Black Bloc tactics. And I think that it's important to also talk about the community defense aspect when we talk about a diversity of tactics, because when people characterize things as, oh, well, it was a better protest because there wasn't violence, and then it's a way of building that good protester, bad protester rhetoric, because that Black Bloc tactic is there to protect us. They protect mm-hmm. us from state violence at the hands of the police. They protect us from the violence that would be instigated by the right by putting their bodies between the people in the banana costumes and the threats mm-hmm. of violence. And so I really like to make that point, because I feel like they get a bad rap a lot of the time.
I understand.
And while there are some of them that are young men, there is a lot of people that are part of those organizations that are women, that are people of color, that are queer, that are trans. And so that characterization that's all angry young white men is also not
sure.
True.
And I actually had an interview, did an interview with Rose City and Tifa, and I asked them specifically about their lack of people of color that are involved. One thing as a woman of color that springs, to mind is that I just don't want to put my body on the mm-hmm. line, because I'm more likely to be targeted. So sometimes we're not showing up to that. We're more comfortable doing things behind the scenes where violence isn't going to be a part. We've got a long history of problematic behavior coming from the Portland police mm-hmm. with African Americans and disabled folks. So we know what could happen, and we may not show up because of that. So we're just about ending the show here today, but what I want to do is just go back over how to get involved.
Yes.
So you said Instagram. Mm-hmm. You're on Instagram.
We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. And we're also reachable through email. And anybody that wants to get involved for roles and volunteering at events or joining the coalition can contact us at PopMobPDX on any of those, or PopMobPDX.com. Or we also have an outreach at PopMobPDX. .com email address for organizations that want to get involved.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Effie, for being here. I appreciate it. I appreciate all the work that you're doing, all the organizing that you're doing. It was just lovely to watch everything from August. I have no idea what's coming up, but I am excited to see it. Maybe I'll even participate. And now I am going to turn this over to Jenna for just a second. You know, we're in the middle of our fall pledge drive. It's quick and easy to donate to KBOO. You can do it online at KBOO.f.m. Did I get that right? I think I did. Or toll free at 877-500-5266. And Jenna in Membership Central is going to give us a little bit more information about some of the gifts we can get and all that good stuff.
That's right. Again, that phone number is 877-500-5266. And that website address, again, is kboo.fm/give. That it only takes 2 minutes to become a member of KBOO today. Show your support for the radio activists and all the programming we have here that puts the mic into the hands of the people. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Again, that number is 877-500-5266. We have volunteers here waiting to take your call, waiting to help you become a member of KBOO today. And if you can come in at that $5 a month, we will thank you with our famous KBOO beanie, which is always seen down there with the activists on the street. And you might as well be matchies. Why not be matchies with them? Give us a call, 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266. Show your appreciation for the radio activists. Show your appreciation for the activists that are on the radio activists, for all the labor that they do, for all the work that they do in order to help us learn. What do we need to do to resist the increasing fascism? What do we do to resist the silencing of the people? Well, you know what you do? You put the mic into the people's hands and you put them on the radio and you say, well, what do we do? And they break through all the chatter, all the fake news, and they say, here's what you do. Well, here's what you do right now. 877, you call 877-500-5266. I'm going to stop chatting right now myself. Coming up next is Flashpoints here on KBOO Community Radio, coming to us from another community radio station. So show your support for this community radio station, 877-500-5266. Become a member of KBOO right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of A Night with Heather Booth on Saturday, September 28th at 5 p.m. at the Mount Hood Community College Theater in Gresham. Heather Booth is an organizer and activist for progressive politics. A Night with Heather Booth features a screening of the documentary film Heather Booth Changing the World, a Q&A with Heather after the film, and a panel discussion with local organizers from a broad cross-section of community groups. Again, that's A Night with Heather Booth on Saturday, September 28th at 5 p.m. at the Mount Hood Community College Theater at Northeast 29th and Kane Drive in Gresham. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bar Carlo, located at 6433 Southeast Foster Road, open Wednesday to Monday and proudly serving Portland since 2007. Bar Carlo is a local neighborhood cafe featuring from-scratch cooking made with fresh ingredients. Lunch was provided by Hoda's Middle Eastern, located in Sunnyside at 3401 Southeast Belmont Street. Hoda's serves traditional Lebanese cuisine daily from lunch to dinner. Dinner was provided by Bocce's on 7th, located at 1728 Southeast 7th Avenue. Open Wednesday through Sunday from 4 to 9, Bocce's serves a full Italian menu. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give.